This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
DJV show at 7 minutes past the hour. DJV stands for Doug Steffen. He's out today. He'll be back. Jennifer Horn, that's me. Victoria Keelan, that's Victoria right over there. Say hi, Victoria.
Hi.
Not uncomfortable at all. We've been focusing a lot on, obviously, the DNC, the Democrats convention this week. Republicans will get together for their convention next week.
Next week?
Yeah, it's next week. So 2 weeks of this. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's been brutal. I'm telling you this from a bipartisan perspective. I'm not trying to sling arrows because I don't plan on voting for a Democrat, but it is just boring. And one of the things that might actually benefit Republicans, if they're watching this and they see what's slow moving about the Democrats, maybe they might try to pep things up. But I think the live audience aspect is really kind of missing. On night number one of the DNC, you had Michelle Obama, who's a great speaker, but she had recorded her speech like 3 weeks ago. She didn't know Kamala Harris was the VP. She had old numbers on coronavirus. A lot of night number two stuff was all pre-taped. Now, the good thing is that Kamala Harris on night three and Joe Biden on night four, they've promised, at least the party has promised, that those will be live speeches. So I think that's kind of important because you can tell. I mean, you can tell what's sort of in the can and what's not. And certainly I'm sure Republicans are watching it. I guess the viewership on this all virtual convention has been pretty low as well. I think there are people who are just done probably with politics and certainly just watching it kind of created for TV. I don't know if it's bringing in a lot of people, but we're still undecided about who will win on November 3rd, 2020. And typically it's the day after election day, like after a party wins, well, then it's all about who's going to run next, right? I mean, literally the day that President Trump won, it was about who Democrats are going to draft to run against him in 4 years. It seems like our election cycle is constant, right? It's always ongoing. Mm-hmm. And it seems the further along we get, it seems like that is really the case. Well, here's further proof of that. Are you ready for this? They have already come out with their first poll of who they would like to see run for president in 2024. We haven't even decided 2020 yet. But the Daily Show with Trevor Noah and YouGov got together and asked Americans, who would you like to see as the next celebrity president? So, I did not tell you I was going to do this, but any guesses as
celebrity.
To
celebrity?
Yeah, who would people like to see as the next celebrity president?
I'm guessing it's not Kanye.
He is not on the list. That's correct.
Celebrity. Now, is this a Republican or a Democrat or just in general, any celebrity?
Well, most celebrities I would imagine are Democrats. There's one Republican that I see for sure that's on the list, but I think the rest are Democrats.
I think it's a safe guess to say, like, universally loved Tom Hanks.
He's number three. Very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
he's number three on the
list. So there are two people ahead of him.
Above him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody always tosses out Oprah's name, right?
The only woman on the list is not Oprah, no.
Oh.
There's only one woman on the list. She's number nine.
Not Ellen.
Judge Judy.
Okay.
69% of the vote. She comes in at number nine. Everyone else is male on the list. I'll tell you, because I don't think you're going to get this one, not that I don't have faith in you, but I would have never gotten this. But when you hear it, you're going to go, probably wouldn't be all that bad, although he's got a little baggage in his past with his granddaughter. Morgan Freeman, number one on the list of people that Americans would like to see in the presidency. And I guess it's probably his calming voice, and I think people love it.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that he's played president before, he's 81% of
he's
Americans
played
would
God,
like to see him.
I think,
he's
more
played
than
God.
Once, right?
Right. So Morgan Freeman, number one. Huh. Denzel Washington, I'd love to see that. Number two, I'd just watch that. I may not like his politics, but watching him would be fun. Tom Hanks, number three on the list. Samuel Jackson, number four. I think that's
surprising. That would be funny.
I know. Isn't that surprising? I mean, the guy that does the credit card commercials and, like, wax people in movies, but all right. The Rock, who I believe is still a Republican, he's number 5 on the list, 72%, followed by Bruce Willis, Harrison Ford, Matt Damon, Judge Judy, and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo? Someone went to Leo in The Office?
I couldn't handle it. What was that movie that it was so great? Oh, was the American president with the single guy and he fell in? It was Michael Douglas.
I think it was Michael Douglas and Annette Bening, wasn't it?
Yep. So, yeah, there you go. YouGov already thinking ahead about who they might want to recruit for 2024. Morgan Freeman might be a little too old, I think, and I don't mean to be ageist. Yeah. But, you know, Denzel? I could handle it. I think that might not be so bad.
Denzel could play the part very well. It is interesting. Like, I think Tom Hanks, I never thought of him ever as political until recently. But I think that it's so funny how people just look to him. And I wonder, I think there's a calming thing. I think you're right. Morgan Freeman has that voice that, you know, he could just read the phone book and you're, like, enthralled.
Oh, yeah.
It's and a I great think voice. Tom Hanks has something. He's played so many beloved characters, you know, whether they're real or fictional. And I think when you lock down the role of Mr. Rogers, I think that puts you in a different category, you know, of just American treasure.
Yeah,
so I can kind of see that.
I mean, I think Tom Hanks, as you mentioned, has kind of, he's not only soothing, but he's very, very likable. He has gotten political. And I don't know, maybe it's just my perspective from the other side of the aisle, maybe I'm old-fashioned, I don't know. I do appreciate when Hollywood stars just try to leave the politics out of it. It's become such a trend, and I'm not saying that they don't deserve to have an opinion, but sometimes I look at entertainment as solace, as a place where you can go and get away from the politics, when you can get away from the noise, and entertainers like Johnny Carson back, you know, way back on television, or actors that, you know, put together movies, I want to watch them and enjoy them and become completely immersed. And so Tom Hanks, I think, for a long time was one of those actors who didn't really speak very loudly about politics. He would do brave roles. I mean, he was in the movie Philadelphia. I mean, he did some great, brave, groundbreaking stuff. And I think his art would almost speak the narrative so that he didn't have to. But now he's coming out and doing politics. And I feel like it's a trend that everybody feels like now they have this platform, so they want to do it. And it's unfortunate. I mean, I don't know. I feel like when politics infiltrates everything, I feel like there is no escape. And that's, mm-hmm. I don't know. You just want that place to go where you don't have to think about it. And it's unfortunate that we're kind of going in the trend, I guess, into the other direction, if that makes sense.
I get it. At the same time, though, I don't know if you've ever encountered this, because I know you do more politics on your local show in L.A., but, you know, like, I've gotten the comments, you know, from stupid people, oh, shut up, you know, and just talk about entertainment stuff. You know, you're on the radio.
I hear that, and that bothers me because I don't think that that's fair.
When people say that about actors, because they're also American citizens who are entitled by birth to have a political opinion, and I just, you know, no one ever says, oh, shut up, you're just a doctor. Go back to just fixing people in surgery. No one ever says that. But
I
they
have
love
said that
to crap
my doctor
on,
a few times. I'm just kidding.
But people, and no one says, oh, well, you're just a lawyer, so shut up. You don't have an opinion. You don't get an
opinion.
I promise
you, when
I do that to people in the entertainment industry all the time.
And I don't mean this to be, I really, honestly, I hope you can hear that I don't mean it in that way where just shut up, you're just an actor. I think there are very smart actors out there. And of course, they're totally entitled to their own opinion. It just used to be a trend in Hollywood, as it's a trend now, not to do it, to be the opposite, to use your platform and to shout and say what your beliefs are. It used to be a trend in Hollywood where people didn't do that because it was divisive and they didn't want to alienate half of their audience. And I miss it. I mean, I was friends with Ed McMahon, and he would never let you know what his politics were. I knew him a long time, and he would never tell you because he didn't want 50% of the crowd to not like him. And I guess I just miss that escape because really now there is none. It doesn't exist. It's in everything. All right. You can let us know what you think, by the way. You can follow Victoria on Twitter at OnAirVictoria. You can follow me at Jennifer Horn, and, of course, the DJV Show at DJV Show if you want to chime in on that. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
The Geek Out. We've talked a lot about the realities of smart speakers being gateways for introducing a live microphone into your home and all of the obvious concerns that come with that, you know, privacy over convenience. A startup called Mischief are releasing an interesting device for Amazon Alexa speakers that jam the microphone in the speaker, rendering it unable to hear anything until the user deactivates it by clapping or tapping on it. It's called an Alexa Gate, and it simply sits atop the Alexa and emits a pulse ultrasound that jams the microphone, but it doesn't interfere with the speaker for playing audio back. You know, you could also just turn off the Alexa's microphone, but that wouldn't be as cool. AlexaGate is $99, and we've tweeted a link about it over at the Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. A lot of focus on politics, but how about a focus on your health, Victoria? A new study out that says honey is actually a better treatment for coughs and colds than antibiotics. Research suggests that honey is also more effective than many of those over-the-counter medicines that you buy at the drugstore. It's a great method, they say, to block a cough, to clear up a stuffy nose, sore throat, all of those symptoms that you get with the common cold. And by the way, spoiler alert, people are still getting colds, even though we're all wearing masks and it's COVID-19 time. There are other things happening besides COVID. And so yeah. Doctors say instead of using over-the-counter treatments that, you know, for an upper respiratory tract infection, even for bronchitis, that they're seeing that honey is actually more effective than antibiotics, which I think, I'm sorry, not antibiotics, than over-the-counter medication and antibiotics. So that's kind of interesting news, and it's the testament to the power of local honey, which I think we've spent a lot of time on this program over the years talking about.
Yeah, and Dr. Jack Sockwell, who's on the show every week, he often talks about the power of, and you need to have raw honey. It can't be like the processed stuff in the plastic bear. It needs to be, you know, really good quality raw honey. It's such a powerful antiviral, and it has so many wonderful properties for all different types of immune system support. And, you know, and the ancient Egyptians used honey. If you cut yourself, they would put honey on it. And to this day, if you do that with raw honey, you will not get an infection, because it's that powerful of an antiviral. So it makes sense.
Yeah, they say honey is readily available and more effective and less harmful than usual care alternatives. Pretty cool stuff. 21 minutes past the hour on the DJ Beast Show.
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie's out today. Jen and Victoria here with music news. And this is Kesha. Her weird and wonderful Rainbow Ride 2 cruise has been rescheduled. Like everything, I'm telling you. Guys, I know there's nothing to do right now in 2020, but rest up. Because apparently 2020, they're big plans.
Banging.
It's for 2021. All right, tell us about Kesha and her weird and wonderful Rainbow Ride 2,
the cruise. So the cruise has now been postponed till November 3rd of 2021. It will run from November 3rd to November 7th. It's going to continue in the tradition of her first cruise that she did in 2019, which was named after her album Rainbow. It will depart from Miami to Great Stirrup Cay in the Bahamas, and it's going to feature performances by Kesha, The Struts, Kay Flay, Ali and AJ. Wow, haven't heard of them in a long time. Big Frida, who is on Kesha's new album. Mr. Wives, Rabel, who has done a few songs with Kesha. I really like Rabel. He's great. Detox, Monet and Change, Roxy Andrews, Thorgy Thor, and, you know, more drag queens and fabulosity will be expected on the weird and wonderful Rainbow Ride. And guests who purchased rooms already on the cruise, which was supposed to be this October. So if you are, you probably have already been notified if you bought these tickets, but you can transfer your reservation if you want to still go for next year. And so they've extended the change date, so you have until December 31st of this year to figure out if you want to go on the next cruise. But it sounds like it'll be pretty fun. Kesha's new album, which I'm blanking on the name of it, but I've listened to it a lot recently. It's really, really good. And I never in a million years would have ever thought that I would say that I've listened to a Kesha album, but it's really, really good. Her voice is sick, and there are some great songs on the new album. So I would actually see her live. I don't know that I'd go on a whole cruise of this, but, you know.
I was going to ask you. I know they do a lot of these cruises, a lot of artists from all genres. They do a lot of country music cruises and pop cruises and all that. The New Kids on the Block do a big cruise.
That would be fun.
I think it would be way fun, too, but I think I'd be a little bit embarrassed. Is that weird that there's, like, an embarrassment factor to go on a fan cruise?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't. I don't know.
Who would you go see? Who would you cruise to go? Who would you go with on a cruise? Aside from your brother's band, because that would be acceptable.
I wouldn't do that. I would probably do a Coldplay cruise or a U2 cruise. Like, I would do a band that has a big catalog where, like, every night could be a totally different set and you're not going to see the same stuff over and over.
All right, so there you go. If you want to cruise with Kesha.
Like, I wouldn't do, like, a Celine Dion tour because that would, you know, dinner would be at 4 o'clock.
I would actually probably have to throw myself overboard on a Celine Dion. Not that she doesn't have a beautiful voice, but that beating on her chest is just a lot to handle. All right, let's talk about Britney Spears now. I've been following her on Instagram, and this girl does not ever take off her choker. It's just there's something happening.
God, right?
But she is strongly, it's always on, but she's strongly opposed to having her father take over her conservatorship. So what's going on with Brit?
You know, this whole Free Britney thing, maybe she's now watching it online, and now she does, after a decade, she doesn't want her dad to be in charge of her personal affairs anymore. We know what happens when he's not in charge. She shaves her head, and things go horribly awry. So, I don't know. I don't want her to be controlled, but I also think that her dad has saved her life. You know, this started in 2008. This was a very public breakdown.
And there's clearly stuff still going on with her.
There has to be. I'm just concerned that she won't take her meds anymore, you know, if he's not in charge of her money. She'll blow through all of her money.
Well, she's trying to fight it, and obviously this renews every few years. So Britney now saying she doesn't want her father in control of her career and her finances. The DJV Show, Music News, at 28 minutes past the hour.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden officially the Democratic presidential nominee after night two of the virtual Democratic National Convention, where delegates pledged their support to the former VP from every state and U.S. territory. And among the many who spoke last night was Colin Powell, a registered Republican who's throwing his support to Biden.
Today we are a country divided, and we have a president doing everything in his power to make it that way and keep us that way. What a difference it will make to have a president who unites us, who restores our strength and our soul.
The U.S. Postal Service now won't be making any big operational changes prior to Election Day. That according to Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, who announced yesterday he's also expanding a task force that's working to ensure the delivery of election mail on time. And this is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
President Trump continuing a campaign swing this week, yesterday in Arizona, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Well, at a rally in Yuma, Arizona, President Trump set his sights on vice presidential pick Kamala Harris.
She wants no Second Amendment. She wants to raise your taxes to a level. You'll be paying your government back for a long time. She is not the right pick, but she was my number one draft pick. They asked me that. What do you think? I said, I'm very happy. They thought I was happy. They thought I was happy for him. No, I was happy for me.
The president also claimed that Democratic nominee Joe Biden's immigration plan is the most radical ever put forward by a major party candidate.
A dent in the Earth's magnetic field over South Africa and the Atlantic Ocean growing, according to NASA, which says solar radiation coming through that weak spot is causing problems for passing satellites and the International Space Station at times. Now, the astronauts are safe on board, but the dent regularly causes the station's data collection service to lose a couple of hours' worth of data every month. That dent is reportedly splitting into two separate dents as it grows, which will end up causing more problems in the future, according to NASA. And the very first male murder hornet in the nation's now been trapped in the state of Washington. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria, I anticipate that Doug Devin will be along at some point. When? I don't know, but we'll find out. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here, and we start off with a trending news story. What's going on, Victoria?
Sorry, my computer.
I got a trending story. No problem. All right, so school's in the focus. We've talked a lot about elementary schools, high schools being closed all across the country. It's back to school time. A lot of schools in my home state, hometown, are going back to school, all of them almost virtual, except for one school district. And I thought this was such a cool idea because, you know, They're somewhere in the middle of going full force back to normal and not letting anybody do anything that I think we need to explore until we
can get... What's happening in California? Because I have not been up on... So well, are the kids going
has,
back
The governor
not?
Has said no schooling if your county's on the watch list, which most of the counties in California are. The bulk
so
of
it's
the population
county by county. Okay.
On the watch list need to not do in-person classes. But
got
because...
It.
And I appreciate this because some people are just, you know, not wanting to follow the science. If you are in elementary school, because most kids under 10 are having a much lower rate of transmission and getting sick from coronavirus than even older kids and adults, of course. So if you're in elementary school in one of these counties, you can actually go through some steps to get a waiver if you want to do in-person classes. And that's what Glendale is its own. It's not part of the L.A. Unified School District, but it is part of L.A. County. Glendale Unified, I know this is uber local, but I thought this was a really good idea. They're actually sending kids back, but they're leaving teachers at home. Because one of the big issues with the teachers' union is, okay, maybe the kids aren't going to get sick and pass things around, but maybe the teachers would, and they're older
right.
and maybe more vulnerable. So what Glendale's doing, and I just learned about this the other day, is that they're spreading out the kids. So I think there's going to be roughly about 12 kids per classroom. They're calling them virtual bubbles. And so the kids get to have some interaction, but they're doing it in small groups. And the teachers
with no supervision?
Well, the teachers will actually be zoomed into the classroom. And then they have younger members of the school district who are going to be there. They're actually going to be kind of monitoring the learning mm-hmm. in each classroom. So you'll have the teachers on remote. You'll have that one person who's kind of monitoring each room, and then you have these virtual learning bubbles where at least the kids can be together, get some interaction.
Yeah.
And I thought it was an interesting idea. Look, I'm all for trying to figure out something because I do believe that kids need that socialization and they need to have, you know, they need to have some interaction. Does it replace in-person teaching? No. I know in LA Unified, Jeff's kids, it's more structured this year. They'll probably be busy between 9 and about 2 o'clock with a few breaks.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll only get about 90 to 150 minutes of instruction with the teacher, depending on the day. The rest of it will be on, you know, kind of on your own time. For my friend who is in the Ventura County School District, Simi Valley, her kids are only getting, I think, 30 to 60 minutes of in-person instruction or virtual personal instruction, and then the rest is on their own time. So school district by school district, they're deciding what's appropriate. There does seem to be a little bit more structure than there was in March, which is understandable, but we've heard about colleges, and many colleges that had gone back for face-to-face instruction, like the University of North Carolina, are now shutting down. Notre Dame, where my twin cousins go, they're taking a two-week break from in-person classes because of an outbreak. Now Harvard has said that they are going fully remote. And so the question is whether or not students are actually going to start their college careers. What is the incoming freshman class going to look like? And according to a new survey report from College Reaction and Axios, they say that for many, 1 in 5 college students actually are thinking about deferring. So 20% of Harvard's freshman class have decided to defer. It's a trend that is going across universities during the pandemic. 22% of college students across all 4 years, actually, so not just freshmen, are planning not to enroll in the fall. They're going to wait it out. 85% of the students polled believe that they're more likely to be exposed if they're on campus, so they're making some alternative plans. Of those who are not returning, 73% are working full-time, 4% are taking classes at a different university, 2% are doing volunteer work, but the biggest chunk seem to be freshmen who are just saying they're going to hold off and not mm-hmm. plan on enrolling until next year to see if... And you can understand that. If you're paying
yeah.
a lot of money to go to a school like Harvard and
right.
you want to have that experience, you don't want to be sitting in your bedroom at your mom's house to get it.
Right. Yeah, this is affecting my cousin. She was supposed to start at American University in D.C. She was supposed to start in September as a freshman, and she was really looking forward to moving to D.C. and you know, experiencing college life, and all the classes went remote, so she's stuck at home in New Jersey in her bedroom and doing all of her classes. So she didn't defer because she's a really good student, and I think she just wants to make the best of it. But I know that she's really bummed that, you know, she's not going to get that college experience. And then my other cousin, who is going to be a senior in high school, he's a football player, and he's hoping to be scouted by some colleges. He's not going to play Division One, but, you know, he could definitely be D2, D3, and there's no scouting process right now. So it's putting a lot of student athletes in a weird position, too. They have to keep training, but at the same time, if there's no football season this fall, then, you know, he's really concerned about what his prospects look like for scholarships and things like that. So it's, the whole thing is just, it's kind of a mess. And then a friend of mine who lives in, she works for a middle school in, she lives in Cincinnati, they start classes today. And she's totally freaked out. So, you know, she's worried about the lack of structure. She's worried about, you know, kids maintaining social distancing. And she's worried, she's already got parents who are, you know, calling her and they're concerned. And it's just, and then I have another friend who's a teacher in Manhattan. She's going to be starting in the fall. It's going to be a mix of in-person and remote learning. So she not only has to go to school and put herself at risk, but she also has to still teach on Zoom classes. So and she had to take a pay cut like all the other teachers. So I understand when the teachers' unions are coming forward and really being loud about this. I get it, because I have friends who are going through this. They've been asked to take a pay cut, and they're asked to double their workload and put themselves at risk of, you know, these kids coming in and out. They don't know where they've been, and, you know, my friend in Manhattan said she's convinced that the school's just going to shut down by mid-October. There's going to be a huge spike in cases, and that everything's going to be going back to remote learning. It's still a mess. We just have not figured out how to handle this virus correctly.
And I think it's just, you know, and really, what do you do? I mean, I think the desire is that a lot of parents want their kids to be back in the classroom. And, you know, empathetically, I understand people are scared. And it's unfortunate, because there is a lot more fear-mongering, but it is a scary virus. And so it's kind of like you have to figure out what works. Our teachers have not taken a pay cut at all. That's been part of their deal. But they are given the option of either teaching from their classroom. And this is one of those things that kind of irks me, because it feels like if they can do this, then they could bring kids back. In the LA Unified School District, if teachers want to get back into the classroom, they can come to the school. So they can either teach virtually from home, or they can come back to their classroom and they can teach virtually from their classroom. No students. And if they decide to do that, then childcare is being offered to them, so they can bring their kids to the campus, and then their kids will be watched while they do their distance learning. Mm-hmm. And so for me, if you're bringing kids back to a campus and you're having them do distance learning, why aren't you just bringing kids back in general? It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
I guess the rationale is about the numbers, right? The number of kids who are going to be present at the same time.
I really still feel like the best idea, and I've heard a couple
super
of school districts around the country.
Kids. I don't have to deal with any of this.
It's a tough time. I mean, my friend who does teach for a school district is having to homeschool her three kids, you know, have them do virtual learning while she's trying to teach her classes.
Yep.
And it is a huge, huge challenge. But I still feel like the staggered schedule, we used to have year-round schools in L.A., and by dividing up your school, you could do it in halves or you can do it in thirds, giving everybody a track, A track, B track, C track, which would allow for smaller class sizes and allow for more spread, you know, more room to spread out, maybe shorter days, and a combination of in-person and virtual, so that at least a teacher can see in person if a kid is struggling. I feel like that just might be the best way to go. And I've heard some school districts doing it, but at least none of them around me. All right.
And I think kids are eating lunch now in the classroom, right? That's another thing. They've eliminated cafeteria time. So
if they are back in school, recess and lunch is totally different.
Yeah. So my friend who teaches,
you have a lot of kids with energy that just not getting it out.
Right. And my friend who's a teacher in Manhattan, she's like, I used that time for prepping my next class, and now I have to sit and babysit essentially while kids are eating lunch, and it's stressful, and you want to make sure when kids are eating lunch, it's, you know, they probably are going to, you know, they're not going to have masks on, obviously, but you know, it's a time where it's a little more chaotic than when you're in the middle of an actual planned class. So it's, I think that, you know, this entire situation, I have just, you know, and I'm sure your mom, having been a teacher for a long time, I'm sure she has some pretty strong feelings about this too. I think we're asking a lot of our teachers right now. And I don't know that, you know, that's not an angle that any news media that I've seen, they're not covering it from, you know, we see the unions, the teachers' unions yelling about stuff. And in California, I know it became very political, and you know, which was weird. In New York and in New Jersey and where my friend is in Cincinnati, not necessarily political, but just the safety, the input from the teachers, you know, seems to be largely unheard. And it just, it's sort of like, well, we're moving forward and that's it. And if you don't like your job, then quit. It's like, well, really? Right. That's the answer? That's the answer? Someone's a career teacher and you just tell them to quit their job if they don't like it? That's crazy.
We have to be able to find kind of this happy medium, this interim, so that, and, you know, people are going to have to be a little understanding and empathetic that we are going to need to try things. I mean, as much as it's terrible that the college campuses are closing down again, I actually applaud them for trying and for trying to make changes. Notre Dame, for one, just sending kids home for 2 weeks instead of just canceling, or not sending them home, but sending them to virtual education, just trying things out. This is a time, it's unusual, it's unprecedented. We need to monitor what's happening and at least see what works and what doesn't. All right, we'll have more on the weather, weird, wacky weather conditions around the country, and it's hot on the DJV show, 45 minutes past the hour.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
The natural inclination for me when I hear this song is to bark along with it. However, I get restrained by some of my friends, my colleagues like Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, who join me in a conversation with Warren Eckstein, who's the host of the Pet Show, heard around the country. Actually, I understand that you have the exclusive right to be heard in that spaceship that's on its way to Mars. I don't know who'd be listening because there's just objects in there. I would like to know, you know, actually, my mind wanders sometimes, Warren, as you know, from the ridiculous, what is it, the sublime to the ridiculous. What do you suppose it's like pet life on other planets? You know, thinking of some scenes from Star Wars movies and what they had for pets. You know, we're used to our domesticated animals, dogs and cats and whatever else people have. But what do you think? In terms of, and I'm not being facetious, a little bit maybe, but not too much. Pets are pets, right? I mean,
Doug, I kind of feel that there were pets. First of all, when I look up at the sky at night, I feel homesick. That's just me. However, the bottom line is, when it comes to pets, I think because there's so much more intelligent life out there that the pets are probably in charge, and the humans now walk on leashes and harnesses. Mm. That's just my opinion.
I guess it depends on which one of those shops you've been paying attention to in Los Angeles. That fits in. Really and truly, though, under the circumstances, yeah, we tend to think of everything in sort of a uniform. We all think that this is the way it is, that humans are in charge and the animals are subjected to our whims and that sort of thing. But I think that there are plenty of societies that exist that don't have humans in them, in which the animals really do control what goes on. Under the circumstances, I think the bacteria, the virus that's around right now, is we're guests of theirs. They're letting us stay here. There are far more bacteria, far more germs, far more viruses on the planet than I don't see them affecting animals as much as they affect people. Really, when you get right down to it, I mean, you do see dogs getting sick and cats getting sick and they have cancer and yada yada. But do you know what I mean? It seems that dogs and cats or our pets are healthier than are we as humans.
More so in the past. We're seeing a lot more diseases and a lot more problems now, but I think that's part of the whole environmental issue. What we have in our house, the chemicals we use in our house, the things that are going on outside. But think about this, Doug. Think about if there were people from another world that came down and saw the way we treated our pets. They would already think the pets are in charge. We walk them. We clean up their poop. We bring them food two or three times a day. We massage them. We groom them. Everything we do for them, people from another planet would think that the dogs and cats already in charge, and we're kind of the pets here anyway. It's just the way I perceive it.
That's an interesting thing. All right. So under the circumstances, and talking about virus and stuff, and some people have been very concerned about whether dogs can pass on or cats can pass on the virus. What's the final word on that? Because we've talked a couple of different scenarios and whether dogs can do it. People say no. Somebody else says, oh, yeah. Again, we're back to what the science is or what the reality is.
The CDC came out with a statement saying specifically that the chances of anybody getting COVID from a dog or a cat is very, 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 let me state very again, very rare. But you got to use common sense. For example, if you do have COVID and you have other people in the house and you start petting your dog or petting your cat, stay away from your cat. Not stay away, but don't have that physical contact you normally do. Have someone else feed the cat. But there's very, very few cases. And even in terms of when the dogs or cats did have the COVID, they survived pretty well. There was one that passed away, but it was a 17-year-old dog that probably passed away from other things. So I don't have a major concern about the COVID and my pets, just using some care. For example, when I come in the house, I do take off my shoes. Okay, when I do pet my dog, I do wash my hands. So those are the things, and I still kiss them. I don't care what anyone says. You can't stop Warren from kissing and hugging his pets. I don't care if there's anything on the way. I just want to bring up a quick point. I know we got a few seconds left. I was talking about this a little bit before. Everyone's concerned about what's going to happen to their dogs and cats when they go back to work with separation anxiety, abandonment issues. I'm more concerned about the people. I've been home for the last 3 months, 24/7 with my dogs. When I have to go back to work, I am going to freak out, Doug. It's going to drive me crazy. I'm going to set up cameras all over the house with speakers so I can talk to my dogs no matter where I am. I'm going to miss them, I think, more than they're going to miss me.
Yeah. That's just very interesting. I was with a friend last night for dinner, and he's going through some of the saying that he got a new dog, and the dog's been around him, and he actually doesn't like the dog. The dog doesn't like him either. And so, yeah, you have to meter your chances. Warren Eckstein, check out the
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.